Good morning, grown folks. This is your girl, Donna Smith, a.k.a. Lady D, broadcasting live on anchor.com. I am here today to start it off with a grown folk topic of discussion. How's everyone? The weather out is chilly, but the sky is looking really beautiful. The clouds are moving about in their funny kind of slow draggy way, but the sun coming up is looking marvelous. I start my day off quite early, so I'm able to experience all of this early morning sun coming up, and by the time I get home, sun has went down. So on that note, I'd like to know, how do you start your day off? What are some of the key things that's important to you and that you recognize to be can't do without, or a blessing indeed, or just irritation? You know, one example of irritation is the traffic that I have to endure every day. You know, it's just utterly ridiculous how people drive on the road, what they do early morning to distract them. You have accidents that occur from things such as talking on your cell phone, drinking your coffee, putting on your eye mascara, fussing with your mate, trying to light your doobie, whatever it is that floats your boat while you're driving. I don't care how many years experience you've had and how good you think you are on the road, it only takes a second to be distracted. And not only with you, but the next person. There's people who weave in and out, who cut in front of you, who tailgate you, man, swerve unexpectedly. There's things you have to watch out for on the road that has nothing to do with you that could cause major devastation. So that's one of the early morning frustrations that I endure. But what about you? What is it? What drives you? What helps get you out of that bed and get you going and full motion with all your energy? Or what makes you want to pull the covers over your head and stay within and just lay or cuddle all day? It doesn't necessarily mean there's laziness. It's just sometimes you just don't want to get out here and face the world. The world can be cruel, no matter what. I don't care what type of hat you decide to put on, how positive you're feeling. You know, I was getting ready for work the other day, actually yesterday, and I see on the news that PG&E is going to have another blackout, perhaps tomorrow, which is Wednesday, the 20th, I believe, of November. So I'm like, really? I mean, they just sent us here in California. Certain hard-hit areas, even in Nevada, we have been without power, some up to 3 days, maybe even longer. I know it hit me for about 24 hours, and it was just a mess. So, are we looking at the possibility that this is going to happen all through the winter, where every time there is a storm coming, you know, our way, or high winds per se, lights out? I mean, they have got to have a better plan. There have got to be a better way to do this. I believe that things are not being thought out. Consideration is not wholeheartedly being, you know, placed on businesses and families that have compromised needs for electricity, such as oxygen. I remember when my mother was living, she passed away a couple of years ago, December, and the oxygen and all the needs of things we needed hooked up to just keep her alive. I mean, it could be devastating to be without power and have to figure out a game plan to still have things operable for your loved ones. So, you know, I believe, this is a personal belief, that they do need to come up with a better plan that is uncompromising to all, not hit so many people at once. I mean, thousands of people. And I've just been taking it. This video is not based on the blackouts, but I had to go there. It was just a thought in motion. And it is a very miserable way to start your day. Once I saw that on the news, my stomach instantly had an ache. And I turned the channel. I'm like, really? Oh no, they have got to be kidding me. And I think my county was one of the counties that was mentioned with the possibility of high winds and a blackout. So, therefore, there are things like that.
In 5.2 miles. Uh-oh. Exit to exit 51, Willow Pass Road, Taylor Boulevard.
You guys, sorry, I got my my navigator on, trying to navigate me along the way. But anyway, let me finish this up really quickly. So, therefore, there is those wonderful days where you feel large and in charge, and no matter what, you're highly motivated, you're positive, and you're going to get out there, and wow, it's just a mindset you wake up with, and no matter how many darts are thrown at you, because for some reason, more and more darts seem to be thrown at you when you are in that positive mindset. It seems like everybody and their mama wants to get at you in a way to disrupt or cause you to have a really bad day. Like you're being tested beyond tested. And you have to just know how to choose your battles, especially when your mode and mood is right. So on that note, I hope that I've touched on some very interesting things that make you go, and start your day off in a positive way. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, a.k.a. Lady D, coming at you live from Anchor.com podcast. And on my way out the door, I'd like to say, where my coffee at? Until we meet again, grown folks, take care.